The search went slowly. For a time, the morning seemed to brighten, the sky going to a lighter shade of silver. But then the rains came back hard and steady. There was the feel of permanent twilight. At the far left of the line, Azar and Norman Bowker and Mitchell Sanders waded along the edge of the field closest to the river. They were tall men, but at times the muck came to mid-thigh, other times to the crotch. Azar kept shaking his head. He coughed and shook his head and said, "Man, talk about irony. I bet if Kiowa was here, I bet he'd just laugh. Eating shit. It's your classic irony." "Fine," said Norman Bowker. "Now pipe down." Azar sighed. "Wasted in the waste," he said. "A shit field. You gotta admit, it's pure world-class irony." The three men moved with slow, heavy steps. It was hard to keep balance. Their boots sank into the ooze, which produced a powerful downward suction. And with each step, they'd have to pull up hard to break the hold. The rain made quick dents in the water like tiny mouths, and the stink was everywhere. When they reached the river, they shifted a few meters to the north and began wading back up the field. Occasionally, they used their weapons to test the bottom, but mostly, they just searched with their feet. "A classic case," Azar was saying. "Biting the dirt, so to speak. That tells the story." "Enough," Bowker said. "Like those old cowboy movies. One more redskin bites the dirt. I'm serious, man. Zip it shut." Azar smiled and said, "Classic." The morning was cold and wet. They hadn't slept during the night, not even for a few moments, and all three of them were feeling the tension as they moved across the field toward the river. There was nothing they could do for Kiowa. Just find him and slide him aboard a chopper. Whenever a man died, it was always the same, a desire to get it over with quickly, no fuss, no ceremony, and what they wanted now was to head for a vill and get under a roof and forget what had happened during the night. Halfway across the field, Mitchell Sanders stopped. He stood for a moment with his eyes shut, feeling along the bottom with a foot. Then he passed his weapon over to Norman Bowker and reached down into the muck. After a second, he hauled up a filthy green rucksack. The three men didn't speak for a time. The pack was heavy with mud and water, dead-looking. Inside were a pair of moccasins and an illustrated New Testament. "Well," Mitchell Sanders finally said, "the guy's around here somewhere. Better tell the LT. Screw him." "Yeah, but some lieutenant," Sanders said. "Camps us in a toilet. Man don't know shit." "Nobody knew," Bowker said. "Maybe so, maybe not. 10 billion places we could have set up last night. The man picks a latrine." Norman Bowker stared down at the rucksack. It was made of dark green nylon with an aluminum frame, but now it had the curious look of flesh. "It wasn't the LT's fault," Bowker said quietly. "Whose then?" "Nobody's. Nobody knew till afterward." Mitchell Sanders made a sound in his throat. He hoisted up the rucksack, slipped into the harness, and pulled the straps tight. "All right, but this much for sure. The man knew it was raining. He knew about the river. 1 plus 1, add it up. You get exactly what happened." Sanders glared at the river. "Move it," he said. "Kiowa's waiting on us." Slowly then, bending against the rain, Azar and Norman Bowker and Mitchell Sanders began wading again through the deep waters, their eyes down, circling out from where they'd found the rucksack.
This ends Disc 4.